بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah. We praise Him. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger in a long line of messengers. He was the last messenger sent to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرَانِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُّتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Almighty Allah advises us in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah as He is most deserving. And do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam, in a state where you're doing what the Creator has ordered you to do. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً ۚ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ ۚ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Almighty Allah says to us, the meaning of which is, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah. Have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul, and this was our father Adam. And from him he created his mate, and this was our mother Eve. And from them both he brought about many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And honor the family ties. Honor the family ties, for verily Allah is ever an all-watcher over you. وَخَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Finally, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises us in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, once again have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's guided us to Islam. And Alhamdulillah, who sent people today who are interested in learning about the religion of Islam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up their hearts and to make them receptive to the truth. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's short talk is going to be a reminder. It's actually a warning. It's a warning for us about taking our sins lightly. Taking our sins lightly. Thinking very little of the times that we disobey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that many of us have fallen into. And I speak to myself before I speak to you. Take a look at your lives, brothers and sisters. Take a look at our lives and look at the things that we're doing. Look at the many ways that we're committing the sins. And we don't think twice about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. O you who believe, do not follow in the footsteps of the shaitan. The shaitan is the devil. Do not follow in the footsteps of the shaitan. And whosoever follows in the footsteps of the shaitan, then verily shaitan is going to call you to the sins and to the indecencies. And this is the reality, brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, he was the mufassir of his time. He was the explainer of the Quran of his time. He said that when Allah says, Hutuwati shaitan, the footsteps of the shaitan, Ibn Abbas said this means every sin. Every sin that we take is one of the footsteps of the shaitan. And we should stop and reflect for a moment, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't follow the footsteps of the shaitan. We need to stop and think, these footsteps, where are they taking us? They're taking us to the same place where the shaitan is going, which is the hellfire. Every sin that we commit, brothers and sisters, is taking us one step away from Allah and one step closer to the hellfire. So brothers and sisters, this is not something that we can take lightly. But unfortunately, this is the reality. Many of us, we commit the sins and we don't think twice about it. Many times we commit the sins and we say, well, it's only a small sin. It's only a small bad deed. And this is the wrong approach, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْتَرِبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِدُونَ مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحَدَّةٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Allah says, draws near to mankind their day of accounting. Draws near to mankind their day of accounting. The day when we're going to be asked about everything that we did. And Allah is saying, this day is drawing near to mankind, but yet most of them, they're in a state of ghafla, and they turn away. Most of them, they're heedless, they're careless, they're not paying attention, and they turn away. The day of judgment is getting closer and closer to us, brothers and sisters, and we're not even paying attention. And Allah says, does not come to them a recent warning from their Lord, and they listen to it, but yet they play. And this is the reality, brothers and sisters. Allah has blessed us with the Quran. We hear the warnings week after week. We read the warnings every time we open the Quran and read. And yet we go back to our state of carelessness. We go back to our state of doing whatever we want to do. We go back to our state of committing the sins. And brothers and sisters, this is going to lead to destruction. Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu. And Anas, he was the young companion of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was talking to some people. And he said to them, you people, you commit some sins, which in your eyes, they're very small. They're like as small as a hair. As small as a hair. He says, but in the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we used to see those same sins as the sins that destruct. As the sins that lead a person to destruction. And this was the time of Anas ibn Malik. What would Anas say if he saw the things that we do today? The things that we do and we don't even think about it. What would Anas ibn Malik say about the things that we look at every day? The things that we listen to. The words that we say. The way we backbite one another. The way we're careless about making our salat. What would the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in say about us today? And yet we think we're good. We think, well, at least I'm not doing the big sin. Look at so-and-so, he's doing this. Brothers and sisters, this is a mistake. Don't worry about so-and-so. Worry about yourself. Because on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of standing, Allah is going to ask you about what you did. It's not going to matter what so-and-so did. So-and-so is going to have his own problems on that day. So brothers and sisters, let's take a look at our lives and the things that we do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us some advice. And he gave us something to pay attention to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iyakum muhaqqarati dunub. Rasulullah said, beware. Come in, brother, please. Rasulullah said, beware of the minor sins. Beware of the small sins. The sins that we take for granted. Rasulullah said, beware of the small sins. Because he said, these small sins, they're like a people who are traveling. And they come to a valley. They come to a valley and they set up camp. And then each one of them, he brings like a stick to light a fire for them to cook their bread. And he said, these sins, these are the sins that are going to lead to destruction. The minor sins. The sins that we take for granted, it's just a small sin. It's okay. It's just a little sin. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect. Instead of looking at what you're doing and saying it's just a small sin, it's not a big deal. Think about the one who made it a sin. Think about the greatness of the one who said, this is haram. This is wrong. You don't do this. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect on all the many stories that we know about the people who went to their destruction because of a small sin. The people who did one thing, and that one thing that they did, it might not seem like it was a big deal, but it was enough to lead them to the hellfire. All of us know the hadith of the woman who she had a little cat, and she tied the cat up, and she didn't feed the cat. And she also didn't let it loose so it could go out and get his own food. And that little cat died. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about her? What did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about her? So this woman is in the hellfire because of that. There was a man during the Battle of Khaybar. And this man, he was a slave. And this slave, he belonged to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so they were on the battlefield and the battle was over. And so now they were gathering up their things and they were preparing to go. Suddenly an arrow came out of the sky and it hit this man. It hit this man and he died because of it. So the companions that were there, they said, congratulations. He's got the good news of paradise, O Messenger of Allah. He died on the battlefield for the sake of Allah. So they said, congratulations, O Messenger of Allah. He got the good news of being a martyr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. He said, I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul, this garment, this man, he stole a garment. And he's wearing this garment in the hellfire right now. A garment. A piece of clothes. But this man, he stole it. And Rasulullah said, he's in the hellfire right now because of that. We should stop and think for a second. This was somebody who was fighting for the sake of Allah. He stole something. And he dies on the battlefield. And what happens? The Messenger of Allah says, he's in the hellfire. It said that when Rasulullah said that, another man came. And they said he had a shoelace or two. A shoelace or two. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, I found this on the battlefield. And Rasulullah said, rather, it's a shoelace or two from the hellfire. This shoelace that you found. And so you took it and you thought, no big deal. Rasulullah said, those shoelaces, they're from the hellfire. Why? Because he took it when he shouldn't have. These are things that we might say, that's a small thing. What's the big deal? What about the things that we do today? There was another man. And this man, mashallah, he was a good Muslim. And he used to see his companion. His companion, he was doing bad things. So this man, he would go to his companion and say, Ya akhi, oh my brother, don't do this. This is haram. This is wrong. The next day he would go and he would see the man doing the same thing. So once again, he would go to him and say, oh my brother, please. This is wrong. Don't do that. Stop doing that. This went on for a while until finally this good Muslim, he got tired of it. So he went to this man. He said, again, you're still doing the same thing? He said, I swear by Allah, Allah will never forgive you and you will not see paradise. He got tired of seeing his companion doing his bad thing. When the both of them died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to the one that was committing the sin over and over again, he said, enter my paradise. And he said to the other one, the one that was a good Muslim, the one who was trying to call his companion to the right way, but finally he got tired of it. And he said, Allah is not going to forgive you. You're not going to enter paradise. Allah said to this man, who gave you the power to say this? Did you have control over what's in my hand that you said this? And Allah said, now you enter the hellfire. Why? Because of something he said. What about us, brothers and sisters? What about the many things that we do that we don't think twice about? We disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day in and day out. We don't even think about it. What about us? Brothers and sisters, these small sins that we're doing, they add up. They add up. Just like those people who are in the valley and everybody brings a stick until they have enough sticks to get the fire going. Those small sticks, those are our sins. And guess what they're going to start? Our fire. Brothers and sisters, we need to change the way that we look at our deeds. Like I said, many of us, we commit the sins that we don't think nothing about it. We commit the sins that we don't think nothing about it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he said, a believer, he sees his sins as if they're like a mountain right above his head. And he's afraid that they're going to come down and crush him. This is how a believer sees his sins, the bad things that he does. He said, while the hypocrite, the fasik, the person that's committing the sins, he says he sees him like a little fly that's like bothering him and he just like shoos it away with his hand. This is how he sees his sins. So how do we see our sins? Which one of those is us, brothers and sisters? Let's be honest with ourselves. When is the last time we committed a sin and we felt bad about it? When's the last time we looked at something and we knew we shouldn't be looking at it? And we said, astaghfirullah, Allah, forgive me, I don't want to look at that. When is the last time we did that? When is the last time we cared about the sins that we do? Brothers and sisters, we need to change our perspective. We need to change the way that we look at our sins and stop looking at them as if they're minor and remember the greatness of the one that said that they were sins in the first place. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, one of the Muslims that came before us, his name was Al-Fudayl bin Iyad. Al-Fudayl bin Iyad, he was one of those Muslims who woke up in the middle of his life. He woke up and he realized that the way he was living his life was going to lead to the hellfire. So Al-Fudayl, he made some changes. And it's because he made some changes and he became a righteous Muslim that we're even talking about him today. Because he went on to become a good Muslim and he became a scholar. Al-Fudayl bin Iyad, he gave us some good advice. And what he said was this. He said, a believer, he plants a tree, but he's afraid that it's going to grow thorns. He's afraid that he plants a tree, but bad things are going to grow. Thorns, weeds, or something like that. But he said, a hypocrite, he plants the thorns, he plants the weeds, and he's expecting something good to grow, like dates and fruit. Is this us, brothers and sisters? Are we doing the bad things, but at the end of it, we expect to get paradise? Is that what we're doing? Think about it. If all we're sending forward is bad deeds, sins that we committed, we don't think about it, we don't repent, we don't stop, what do we think is going to be waiting for us when we get there? Aisha radiallahu anha, and she was the wife of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she gave us some good advice. And it's very simple advice. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, stop sins. Stop committing the sins. It's very simple. Stop committing the sins. Stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said, because you're not going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow with anything more valuable than a small amount of sins. A small amount of sins. So brothers and sisters, if we want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow with a small amount of sins, stop committing the sins. Pay attention to what it is that we're doing. One of the Muslims that lived before us, his name was Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he also gave us some good nasiha, some good advice. And what he said simply was this. He said, Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam. He said, prepare for the hereafter. Prepare for the hereafter and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey Allah as much as you need Him. And all of us, we're going to need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. Who are we going to meet tomorrow? Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare for the hereafter as much as you're going to need Allah. And if not, he said, if not, then commit the sins as much as you can bear the hellfire. He said, commit the sins as much as you can stand the hellfire. How many of us we can stand the hellfire? How many of us can even stand the fire of this world? You touch something hot and in less than a second, less than a millisecond, you pull your hand back because we can't stand it. What about the hellfire that's going to be covering our whole bodies? What about the hellfire that's 70 times hotter than any fire we have in this world right now? What about the hellfire that's going to go on forever? And the people that enter the hellfire, they won't die. They're going to be punished forever. What about that hellfire, brothers and sisters? So once again, brothers and sisters, let's look at the things that we're doing. Don't minimize. Don't say, well, it's only a small sin. Let's look at the things that we're doing. Let's stop the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَأْمَلُ ظَالِمُونَ. Allah says, and don't think that Allah is not aware of what the dhalimun are doing. The dhalimun, the oppressors. Why are they oppressors? Because they're oppressing themselves. They're doing an injustice to themselves. And this is what we do. When we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're being unjust to ourselves. We're oppressing ourselves. We're bringing the punishment against ourselves. So Allah says, don't think for a moment that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُعَهِرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْحَسُ فِيهِ الْأَبَصَارِ. But Allah, He gives them respite. He gives them time until the day comes when the eyes are going to be staring up in horror. Until the eyes are going to be staring up in terror. Staring up at what? At the hellfire that's going to be coming. So brothers and sisters, just because we commit the sins and we don't see nothing happening, Just because we commit the sins and Allah keeps blessing us with all the good, we have wealth, we have health, we have a job, we have families, we have our home. It looks like we have everything that we need. And we're still committing the sins and we don't see nothing happening. Brothers and sisters, the punishment is going to come for sure. And even if we get away with it in this dunya, even if we commit the sins and nothing happens in this dunya, who are we going to be standing in front of tomorrow? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, my final advice to you and myself is let's take a look at the things that we're doing. Let's stop committing the sins. Let's try to leave the sins behind. And let's start working towards preparing for the hereafter. Let's concentrate on doing the good deeds. And inshallah, I'm just going to leave us with the final advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Mufassirun, they said that this was the last ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. This was the last ayat, the last verse that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after 23 years of revelation. And the last verse was this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تَرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تَوَافَ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلِمُونَ. Allah says, and fear the day. Fear the day when you're going to be returned back to Allah. Fear the day when we're going to be returned back to Allah, and every soul is going to be given whatever he earned. He's going to be paid back for everything that he earned. And Allah says there will be no oppression on that day. Allah is going to give us exactly what we deserve. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to turn our lives around. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to leave off the sins and to start doing the good things, the good deeds, the deeds that are going to bring us Allah's reward in the hereafter.